the approach mechanism. And the approach mechanism is an idea that I've sort of illustrated in an earlier video, that women have what's called a filter mechanism and we have what's called an approach mechanism. Filter mechanism is the idea that women have to filter out weak men and attract and let through their filter only confident and strong men. The problem is that most men know how to fake most of those qualities, and so women are kind of at a loss as to what to do. So they overcompensate and they try to really filter out and be sometimes mean to guys that they're actually attracted to. Now, we have what's called an approach mechanism, though, and this is where we feel like, as men, we're not confident, attractive men, and we feel kind of worthless sometimes if we don't approach the women that we really want to attract. And guys who approach the women that they're attracted to are considered to be valuable men. They're also considered to be confident and all the sort of things that we really want to be as men. And the guys who don't are kind of the rest of us, you know, the people who are afraid, people who think they're going to get rejected. So what I want to go over right now is sort of understanding your approach mechanism and understanding how to get around it and how to stop it from kicking in and stopping you from approaching in the first place and attracting the woman that you really want. So the best way to get rid of your approach mechanism is, hands down, to believe you're attractive, that it just goes away, and whenever you believe you're attractive, everything else is kind of below you and you don't have to worry about anything. So you just approach and there's no real fear involved in that process, because even if you are rejected, it doesn't mean that you're unattractive or unworthy. But sometimes it takes some time, so before we go through that process of creating the beliefs that you're going to need, which will happen in a future video, I'm going to give you a technique you can do in order to force yourself to approach, to sort of get around this mental block that we have that keeps us from approaching the kind of women that we really want to approach. And that is, you probably heard of it before. If you have, then great. If not, then you're going to be doing it now. There's a series of little games that you can play called approach games that you just play them in your head, or you can play them with a friend if you want to, where you make a rule in your head that as soon as you see a girl, before you start thinking, you're going to walk up and talk to them. Okay, so there's a major problem with this for a lot of guys, and that is, if you don't know what you're going to say, then how are you going to approach? You're going to stand there and look like an idiot. Well, yes, you are going to stand there and look like an idiot. In the beginning, you're definitely going to. But you have to look at this like you are learning, and this is a learning process, and over time you're going to be much, much better at this than you are currently. So what I want you to do is I want you to apply a rule. And one of those rules that I used to apply was called the 3-second rule. Either a 3-second rule or whatever number you want. You can make it a 2-second rule or a 4-second rule. Nothing longer than 4 seconds, though. So that basically means that whenever you see a girl that you're attracted to, you have 3 seconds to approach her. You can count to three in your head. You can sit there and freak out all you want to for 3 seconds. But after those 3 seconds is up, you are walking toward her. And you may be freaking out every step you take. And when you get there, you may just go, hey, see ya. You know, you might leave. That's okay. If in the beginning you need to do that, you need to eject and leave, then go ahead and do that. That's perfectly fine. But the point is that you get used to and comfortable with approaching immediately. Now, another way you can do this, besides using an approach game, is to approach people who you're not attracted to as well. Don't just approach women that you're attracted to, but also approach and talk to random strangers, old ladies, and go and compliment them and say, hey, you know, I just saw that you're over here. I just wanted to see if you're from here or whatever. You know, just start talking to them. What happens is, in our heads, we believe that we only approach women that we're attracted to. And the problem with this is that when we walk up to a woman, she automatically knows we're attracted to her whenever we walk up. So if you say anything besides you're hot when you walk up, she's going to know that you're lying and then you're trying to trick her into getting her into bed. So what you want to do is, instead of actually believing that you only approach women that you're attracted to, you need to believe and show that you do this, that you approach everybody. It's just anybody you're curious about. That way, whenever you walk up, you're not sort of constricted to just being direct and just saying, hey, I'm attracted to you, so I thought I'd come and say that. Now, don't get me wrong. Being direct and saying, hey, I'm attracted to you, and I thought I'd come say that is very valuable, but you are going to get a lot of, well, you don't even know me, how can you be attracted to me, kind of resistance to that, which you can, of course, get past, but you want to have versatility. You don't just want to have one sort of trick or one tool in your tool belt. You want to have a full tool belt with anything you need to use at the moment to use. And so you need to be good at both. You need to be good at both direct and indirect. And so one way you can be better at indirect is by making yourself more congruent and by approaching people who you're not attracted to. If you get to a bar and you want to warm up first or something and you're just not comfortable, start talking to people that you're definitely not attracted to. Start talking to men first. I hope you're not attracted to them unless you're learning that sort of thing. That's totally fine. Not that there's anything wrong with that, as Jerry Seinfeld would say. But talk to guys for a bit. Just don't be caught up in what's called a chode crystal, where there's a bunch of dudes standing there with their drinks like this and just looking around and talking about chicks. That's like silly. Don't do that. I'll go over why that's bad later, but trying to get sucked into that. Talk to women that you're not attracted to. Talk to women or men who are much older or standing by themselves and just hanging out. People who you're not interested in taking home. Talk to them. You have to do this extra credit work. If you don't do this, you can't move on to the next stage. You can't just walk up to a girl who's hot without talking to anybody else and expect that it's going to go smoothly. You're going to get a lot of resistance in the beginning. Not that you can't get past that, and you will learn how to get past that with this video course, but you do want to sort of pull out of your arsenal any kind of make it as easy as possible for you, essentially, with using any kind of tool that you can. So two things you want to do: approach within 3 seconds and approach everybody who makes you curious for whatever reason. Even if attractiveness is that curiosity, start approaching everybody and just be like, just say whatever comes to your mind. In the beginning, expect to fail at this. You have to fail. You can't go straight to being good. You have to start in the beginner phase. So expect to fail at this a lot, and you'll get better as you do it more. I'd say within 3 times of doing it, the 3rd time you do it, you're going to be much, much, much better. You'll probably be twice as good as the first time, and it only gets exponential as you keep doing it. So go ahead and try that. This week, that's one thing I really want you to focus on, is adding this approach mechanism in. Write it down on a piece of paper, write down the 3-second rule, and approach everyone on a piece of paper, fold it, and put it in your back pocket before you go out during the daytime or at nighttime. And then anytime you're feeling like you don't know what to do, reach back in your back pocket, pull it out, open it up and read it to yourself, close it, put it back in your back pocket, and walk. It's the first person that you see, you just walk up to and start talking. If they reject you, it's okay. You know, I'll go over what to do when you get rejected later on that will make other women more attracted to you because of it. So we'll go over that in a future video. But for now, it's okay. That's fine. Just back off a little. Find somebody else. Go up to them and talk to them instead. And right now, you're not trying to attract women. You're just trying to get comfortable approaching and trying to warm up and sort of get your approach mechanism in good working condition. In a sort of souped up, controlled, comfortable, confident condition. And so if you don't work on it for a while, it starts to rust and you start to get bad at approaching. And if you work on it a lot, it gets well-oiled and it becomes this very great, powerful machine that can really help project you forward with your success with women. So go ahead and comment below on what you think about the approach mechanism and tell me if you have any other ideas of things that you might want to do to go ahead and further your abilities with this approach mechanism, and I'll comment and let you know what I think. Thanks for watching this video again, and I look forward to seeing you in the next one.